Om Shanti. Good morning. Baba's total Murli can be summarized in the three words that kept coming up in the song: Nishchaya, faith, and the signs of faith. Two other words that are very close: Nischint, it's carefree, and Nischit, fixed. So the sign of a faithful intellect is that you're totally carefree because you know that victory is fixed in the drama. And yes, there'll be scenes that'll come, but if I maintain faith on four different levels, then I'm not going to be shaken by those scenes. Faith in the self, faith in Baba, faith in the family, and faith in the drama. Faith in the self, when Baba tells me who I am, and I believe it, but not just believe it, I can experience it, I can feel it. And then I put that through into practice in my life. Then faith in the self remains stable. If I understand, well, that's a good step forward. But if I'm not practicing it and I'm not experiencing it, then it's not going to come through in my life. And that shakes my faith in myself. And so where we fluctuate, am I going to have victory? Is victory going to come? Is it not going to come? When is it going to come? Is it possible? All those questions get eliminated. And there were two souls who all of you have seen, well, the majority of you have seen, who demonstrated this total faith in the self. And yet it was also with humility. It's interesting how, on a Laukik level, if someone has self-confidence, it can also be ego. But when someone has spiritual recognition of the self, and there's truly self-esteem, then there's a great deal of humility with that. And I'm thinking, of course, about Dadi Janki. And her faith in herself never wavered. And also, of course, Dadi Prakash Mani. And again, she had a pure thought, and she knew that it was possible, it would happen. No question about it. I remember in the days that for 9 years we were homeless in terms of the class, and Daddy and I would go around and go to many, many different places. We visited disused hospitals, we went to industrial estates, we went to disused schools, and the missing factor was that there were never two big halls that we could have for Hindi Murli and English Murli. Tamil Murli started much later, so now we need three big halls. But Baba's given us everything. And the first few years, we were going, looking, and not finding anything. And at some point, many of the class students and even the sisters at the center said to me, "Can't Daddy gently ask Baba? She sits beside Baba on the gadi whenever Baba comes. So can't she ask Baba, 'Baba, where do we go to find a home for Baba's children?'" Because Sundays it was a comedy, because sometimes the caretaker would fall asleep and wouldn't open the door, and we'd be standing there on the street with our big pots of Brahma Bhojan of the bhog, and we'd be trying to find an entry into the place, and it wasn't happening. Saturday evenings, there'd be several phone calls: "Where is class tomorrow?" So It was quite a story. And when we asked Daddy, can you ask Baba? Daddy said, no, I'm not going to ask Baba. Baba knows. And Baba's going to make things happen at the right time. And of course, much later, we understood it was absolutely true. The family had to get bigger. The family had to come together. We had to create a plan for how we were going to use the house, and the pennies were gathering in the pot, and so all of that was happening. And then Baba gave us this. And so that is total faith. It's going to happen, and it'll happen at the right time. You can't push drama to make things happen sooner, even if you want it. It's going to take its own sweet time. And move absolutely straight like a louse, not looking here, not looking there, just in a straight line. And so do I have that sort of faith in myself, in Baba, in Drama, and the family. And so doubts about myself, and Baba wants to give me help, but I'm shaking, I'm fluctuating. You know how when you're trying to charge your phone, if the plug doesn't quite work, then you have to keep checking. Did it go in? Is it okay? And if it's not gone in properly, then it can't be recharged. And so Baba's the powerhouse. Baba is there. Baba wants to give me all the energy, the light and the might, but I'm not properly plugging in because I'm not stable in my awareness of the soul. And so, who am I? Do I feel I'm God's child? Do I feel I'm the soul of the golden age? Do I feel I'm a victorious child of God? The list of self-respect that Baba has given us is so long that if you take up one aspect of self-respect every single day, there'll be a different one for each day of the year, really. And so the missing factor, my own practice. And lack of faith in God, on one level, all of us would say, of course we know this is Baba. And on another level, why is it that we complain to Baba, we put in requests to Baba, and push for things to happen? And it's because we have false expectations. We haven't truly understood what it is that God has to do and what it is I have to do. And so God's job, to show me the way, to provide love, to give me that support by empowering me, and my job, to hold the hand of Srimat. And the first hand of Srimat is soul consciousness. I'm not soul conscious. And then I'm saying to Baba, Baba, why didn't this happen? Why isn't this happening? But no, my stage of soul consciousness is the first Srimat. And the second Srimat, Man Manabhav, remember me. And not remembrance because I want something from Baba, but remembrance with a heart filled with love, a heart filled with truth. And if I can connect with Baba on the basis of just love and my own honesty, then Baba's going to give me all the power and the method to be able to deal with whatever is happening. Sometimes we try to go this way, but instead of going that way, we waste a lot of time. And so connection with Baba, and Baba will show me the right way. And then faith in the family. Again, it's very often projection. When I'm not able to deal with things inside of me, then I don't believe that somebody else is able to do it. And so I project things on the family, thinking, well, they can't do this, they're not like this. But it's actually my own projection. And secondly, again, my false expectations. Baba has given me a beautiful family, and the family will definitely support me. But I have to deal with Baba's power and Baba's gyan with all my karmic situations. The family doesn't have to get involved with my karma. And if they do, and sometimes they do, well, they actually shouldn't. And so to take the spiritual love that the family offers, and yes, sometimes it's expressed in physical acts of kindness also, but where I'm expecting that other souls should be perfect and I myself am not, or I'm expecting that other souls should do this, that and the other and the other, and I'm not looking at their situation and what it is possible for them or not possible for them, and I'm then reverting to complaining instead of creating my own inner stage of contentment. My karma, my sanskars, the fingers pointing outwards. I think it was last week where Baba said that it's very easy to become a judge for others and a lawyer for yourself, and you justify everything that's your doing, but you're not able to understand that others have their own situations and maybe limitations. And Baba's question, you say you love Baba, but you have trouble with the family. Well, Satyug is not just up there. Satyug is down here. Mukti is up there. The Jivan Mukti is here. And it's a kingdom. It's a family. And so, which is the family you're going to be with in Satyug? It's not going to be strangers. It's going to be this family. And also, when bhakti begins, every religion has a rosary, every tradition. And a rosary is not one isolated bead. A rosary is many beads held together with a thread of love. And so, if I want to be part of the rosary of victory, or even the 100,008 big rosary of the family, any rosary, then the thread of love has to remain intact. Have you ever tried threading beads together when there's a break in the thread? It won't go, the bead won't pass through that. It'll get stuck. And so you have a necklace which is not very attractive. It's been broken, so you've tied a knot there and the bead isn't passing through and here again. So, again and again, do I have faith in the family? And does the thread of faith break? And that tells me what my future is. And so, the victory, when there's an unbroken thread of love and faith. And drama. Very often, I don't like the drama. But drama is drama. Whatever is fixed is happening now. And how come I don't keep the third eye open and know that whatever has happened so far has been beneficial, And whatever is happening now also has benefit and will bring benefit. I don't keep my third eye open and then I say, why? And Baba's challenged that very strongly. You say you see the three aspects of time, that you're a world transformer, and you can't change your mind, you can't change your attitude, you're not understanding what's happening, so come back to the straight line of drama and know that if a soul has left, it's left because there's a different role that the soul has to play. Probably a better role. In Christianity, they say that if a child has passed away, it's because God wants another angel. And so that child is an angel, loved by God, wanted by God. And so, can I believe that? And if I do, then I know that God and Rama are always benevolent and always ready to help and give me however much power I need. And it's very difficult to remember these things suddenly when something happens. But if I practice these thoughts and these attitudes and feelings over a period of time, then it becomes more and more natural. We always say how, you know, this particular sanskara of mine is natural. And Baba says, hold on, did you have this sanskara of getting irritated in Satyug? You didn't. So, whatever is original is natural. Whatever started later on, especially if it started in the Copper Age, or especially if it started just in the Iron Age, and probably we have some scars that started just in the Iron Age, not even in the Copper Age. They're not our natural sanskars. So come back to the story of the soul and emerge the sanskars of Satyug, of love, of joy, of truth, faith, natural. Yes, the deities have faith in themselves, faith in each other, faith in the beauty of drama, every moment in the present, every moment precious and appreciated. They don't know God, so they don't have faith in God, but they're God's children. And so God says, okay, now you play and enjoy yourself. You don't have to sit and remember me. But at this moment, can I emerge those original sanskars of the soul and hold on to those, that these are my natural sanskars. And the more I practice the sanskars of Satyug, the more I'll feel that they belong to me and they'll emerge. Daddy used to share the story of Baba and how one day she was passing by the history hall, going to the rooms at the back there, and she saw Baba dancing on his toes. And Baba was 90, and there wasn't any music playing, but Baba was dancing. The music was in Baba's consciousness. It didn't have to be a physical machine. But I also remember how Daddy's classes got shorter and shorter. And the last few years, definitely 2018, 2019, I think if you check back, you'll find that there were not many long classes that Daddy took. So what was she doing? Why did we want her to come? She would just be expressing love and happiness. That's it. And Baba, 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 nothing else. And it's a sign of that stage of the soul where there's lightness, there's joy, And of course, it's based on the faith and purity. And also, together with that, absolute stability on Rama. And so today, tests come, and they're part of my karmic story. The same situation isn't a test for you, it's a test for me. So that's my karma, my story, my drama. And so can I take Baba's help and create a different awareness, a different consciousness in which even if a soul has passed away, I can send God's light and love to that soul so that I'm stable in my own faith that drama is right, drama is accurate. And if I do that, then it's not just comfort for me, but it's comfort for others around me. But more than that, it's solace and comfort for the soul that has passed on. Because when the soul leaves one body and suddenly gets catapulted into a little fetus in a mother's womb, the soul has to come to terms with that, I'm sure. It's not that it instantly feels comfortable, but it's a very new situation, very different situation. And so our thoughts of God's love and light will help that little soul in its new home feel more and more comfortable. It was very lovely hearing David Cadman talk about neurology and how the neurology of the mother and the child starts bonding right from that moment when the soul comes. And it's true that there is a bond, but yet, of course, as a child grows, the bond changes and connections with many others. And so whoever is within that circle, a bond of love there also. But the bond of love that we establish now in Sangam Yuga with the entire family carries us through the whole cycle. And so beautiful, Murali, on faith and victory through faith, but also faith in your victory. And victory on two levels. One is a transformation within the self. Do I believe I can become Sattva Pradhan? And if I don't even believe it, I'm going to make excuses for myself. Well, I'm not yet perfect and maybe I'll never be, and so it's okay. When I believe I am that Sattva Pradhan soul, then my journey is going to be steady and consistent so that I make that happen. So victory through faith, but faith in my victory also. But also, secondly, faith in Baba's task. And the quality of, Baba's used the expression, if you're using the right method, of course there's going to be success. It's a formula. The method that Baba has given me, and in service, no selfishness and no expectation of fruit. I do it because it's Baba's job and Baba's put me here and I can do it, so let me do it without any other motive for myself. And the right method, and there's going to be success. But also, apart from whatever is my little task, Baba's big task, of course, it's guaranteed. How far away is Satyug? There was a lovely point Baba made in a Sakar Murali. Just as the soul and body are close together, so too Satyug is as close as soul and body. And so when we believe that and we practice that awareness, Satyug will arrive. So drama's waiting for us to get there. And this month is Mama's month. And I'm sure that You're preparing yourself for that also. We usually have a lot of collective preparation for 18th January. And I know that some people have been having special yoga as preparation for the 24th of June. But if you haven't, a sweet reminder, you can even start now. And it's interesting for me that the International Day of Yoga, 21st June, is so close to Mama's date. So for me, the significance of Mama, the one who had total purity, the one who, wherever she is today, is supporting God's work through her purity, and the Day of Yoga, both come so close together. I know many people are preparing for the International Day of Yoga, but quite apart from that, to prepare for Mama's Day also. And I won't be here physically for Mama's Day. I'll be the other side of the planet in Australia, but Didi Sudesh will be here. So Baba looks after London very well. So many times I get asked the question, how come there's two of you in London? And I say, London is a big family. And so both of us are here. Yeah. Om Shanti. I leave on Wednesday and come back on the 28th. So then I'll see you before the end of the month. Om Shanti.